Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Trumais Umaisrois, Halacha Aleph. We dedicate the learning today, Leilui Nishmas, Reb Eliezer, Reb Nosson Yaakov, Hareni Kaporas Mishkovoi. This halacha is based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moran. Reb Nosson Zal says, Ki kol hadvorim koidem shoichlam venena mehem, צורח להגביום ולהלויסום למעלה אל הקדושה כדי להמשיך להם חיוס מן הקדושה. All types of food, before we eat them and have any pleasure, any benefit from them, we have to first elevate them and connect them to holiness in order to be able to draw life energy from holiness into the food. Va'oz ha'maychal roi l'achilas Yisrael, and only then is that food ready for to be eaten by a Jew. Ki mikoidem hoyeloi chius mebechinas eitz hadas, because before we take such a step, that food is drawing its life energy from the eitz hadas. Shal yodoi naflu kol hadvorim bein haklipos. And we know that as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, it caused everything to fall, to drop in level of holiness, and to connect with klipos, with negative forces. V'alkein tzorech levorech koidem kol dovo shereitzim lehanes menu, and therefore the Torah requires us to make a bracha before we're able to benefit from any type of food. Because by making the bracha and thereby blessing Hashem and acknowledging that Hashem created that item, by doing that we elevate the food and we connect it to its source, to its origin and holiness, and we draw holiness from there into the food. Because as a result of the words of the bracha that we say, it's as if that fruit is being created anew. By us saying Hashem creates the fruit from the tree, it's as if we're recreating that fruit. Ki ato nistaken v'nimshach lo yichias min hakdusha. Because by making that bracha, we're making a tikkun for that fruit, and we're allowing it to be able to draw life energy from holiness. V'nimtza sheboiro yato mechodosh mamish. And this is considered literally as if we're creating that fruit anew, spiritually. As Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this earlier in the beginning of Yoredeya in Hilchas Nedarim Halacha Aleph, we know we have to remember that Hashem created the world and everything in it with speech. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu uberuah piv kol tzavom. So when we speak, when we say a bracha or anything like that, it's creation. Vize bechinas truma umaiser mina maiser shehu gam kein truma. And with this, we're going to be able to have a new understanding of the mitzvah of truma. Truma, the Gemara says, is trei mea, 2 from 100. 2% of our produce has to be taken out and given to the kohen. Then there's maiser. Then 10%. Of the remainder has to be taken out and given to the Levi. And from the portion that's given to the Levi, he has to separate Trumas Meiser. He has to take out 2% from that and give that to the Kohen. V'lechoyra hadavar tamua. And Rav Nosson Zal says there seems to be something hard to understand here. Me'achar she'mitzvah lahafrish oy truma shniya, since there is a mitzvah to separate a second truma from this produce, dahainu, which is called meiser min ha'meiser. It's called meiser of the meiser, where the Levi has to give a donation to the kohen. Hoyoroi lahafrish hakol. I believe I might have made a mistake. It's a tenth. The Levi has to give a tenth of what he has to the Kohen. Hoyoroi lahafrish hakol bevasachas. Why are we doing it in two shots? Why don't we do it in one shot? The truma and the trumas meiser. Ki haloya in shum hefrish v'chilik bein hatruma rishayna lachrayna. Because there's no real difference between that first truma that's being separated from the produce and the second one. Ki shneihem lakoyhen, both of them are being given to the kohen. Ushneihem kidoshim bikdusha achas kedin truma, and both of them have the same level of holiness, which is the level called truma, with all the laws that go with it. However, based on what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in chapter 66 in Likutei Moran, we'll be able to understand why it's done this way. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about sheyesh shtei ruchos, that every person has two spirits, ruach d'leila, ruach l'sata, a spirit that's up in heaven, a ruach that's up in heaven, and a ruach that's down here on earth. Rabbeinu Zalveh says when it comes time for a person to pass away, the ruach from above comes down to join together with the ruach below, and that's why at that moment, right before a person passes away, they have this double power. That's why Elisha Navi said to Eliyahu Navi, "Vihino pi shnayim baruch acha Eloi, can I have double your power?" So Rabbeinu Zalveh speaks about this ruach le'ela and ruach le'sata. And Rabbeinu Zal relates it also to the name of Hashem. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way it's written, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the way it's pronounced. Ubitchilo shnehem echad. Originally, these two ruachs start out as one. V'oz hu bechinas koidem habriya. When they are in that state, these two ruchos of being one, that's pre-creation, before Hashem created the world. V'achar kach, however, afterwards, tzorech lohoitzi mikoyach al apoyal. Hashem wanted to take the world from thought, from koyach, from theory, into action, to actually go ahead and create the world, poyal. V'azai nischalkim l'shtei ruchos. And Rabbeinu Zal explains there, in order for Hashem to create the world, these two ruchos had to be separated. Ulahoitzi mikoyach el apoyel, and Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain there, that in order to take things from thought into action, hualidei hadibur, it must go through that intermediate state of dibur, speech. Machshava, dibur, maisa. Ayin Shom, take a look over there, chapter 66 in Likutei Moran. It's a long, elaborate, deep, interesting chapter. V'zeh b'chinas trumo l'koyein u'maiser l'levi u'maiser min ha'maiser shehu trumo shnia gam ken l'koyein. And this will explain the three steps that must be taken when a person harvests their produce. Step number one, giving truma to the kohen, 2% to the kohen. Step number two, giving 10% to the levi. Step number three is from the levi's portion, taking off 10% and giving that to the kohen, which is called truma smaiser. Shehu truma shnia gam kein lakohen, ki truma harishayna ein lo shir. The first truma, there's no amount mentioned in the written Torah. The rabbis said that this interesting thing, that the word truma is true trei mea, 2%, that's the standard, and a better, if a person wants to be even better, they give one from 40, not one from 50, and if a person wants to be cheaper, they give one from 60. That first truma is associated with that upper ruach, shehu bechinas chachma, which is associated with the sphere of chachma. Ki kulam bechachma asisa, because everything was created with chachma. So Chachma plays an important role in the creation. Kihu bechinas yud rishayna. And Chachma is represented by the yud at the beginning of yud kevavke. Shehu bechinas machshava shebamoyach, which corresponds to thought, Chachma. Hainu bechinas Chachma, shehu nikra koidesh. Chachma is also referred to as koidesh. There's a pasuk, koidesh Yisroel Hashem reishis tevuasoi. Koidesh is reishis, and reishis is Chachma. And other proofs also. V'alkein ein lo shir. And because this first truma represents this ruach deleila, which is Chachma, that explains why in the written Torah it doesn't define any amount. Meaning, technically, according to the written Torah, one kernel of wheat could cover a whole major silo of grain, midoraisa, as far as the requirement for truma. The rabbi said, no, it must be 2% or close to 2%. Kishom betchilas hamachshava, shubchinas koyach, b'chinas ruach deleila anal, adayin ein shom shiur umido klal. Because up there on that high, high level called Chachma, Machshava, Ruach Deleila, there are no measurements, there are no boundaries yet. It's like an infinite type of light. Rak hiniteles me'oimedu Machshava. But rather, it's taken only by approximation, by thought. It's not tangible yet. Kihi bebechinas machshava shebemoyach, because that's related to the thought in a person's mind. Bechinas koyach, when the thing is still in thought, in theory. Ki kol hamidois vahashurim hemrak achar habriya, because the whole concept of measurements and amounts, that only comes into existence post creation. After Hashem started creating the world, that's when we have one day, 2 days, we have oceans, we have dry land, we have oceans, we have boundaries and everything. V'haruach deleila hu bebechinas koidem habriya. Whereas that ruach deleila represents pre-creation, where there's no boundaries yet. There's no measurements yet. V'hatruma shniya, that second truma, shehi meiser mina meiser, whereby the Levi from his meiser has to take off meiser and give that to the kohen. He bechinas ruach de lesata, that corresponds to the lower ruach, shehi bechinas poyal, which represents action. Sheshom hamidois vashurim, there are measurements and amounts. V'alkein he meiser min hameiser, and therefore it's a tenth of the tenth. Ki hachiyus de lesato hu rak chelek mimea, because the spiritual life force, the lower spiritual life force, is 1/100. Bechinas meiser min hameiser, besoid, as the Gemara says, chayev odom levorich mea brochos bechol yoim. That we down here on earth are required to recite 100 brachas, 100 blessings every day. Each bracha is 1/100th, showing that the shefa down below here on earth is this 1/100th. V'alkein tzrichin lahafrish mikoidem hamaiser, and therefore, first, we have to take meiser. We have to take, after we gave the kohen his 2%, his truma, we have to separate meiser, which is a 10%. Ki hameiser hu bechinas malchus per. Because meiser represents malchus, which is associated with the mouth. Bechinas hadibur, speech. Shehu bechinas meiser min hamachshava, which is a tenth of chachma. Malchus is 10 floors down from Chachma. Mibchinas ruach deleila, from that upper ruach. Vehu nitan la Levi, and this meiser is given to the Levi, shehu bechinas hadibur. Remember, Koyen is always on the right side, Levi's on the left side. Koyen is a concept of chachma, chesed. Levi is a concept of gevura. Bechinas dibur, bebechinas ugvurascha yedaberu. Speech is associated with gevura, shehu sikra de Levi, which is associated with the Levi, kayodua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, shehalevim heim bechinas gevurais, that the Levim represent the gevura, the side of gevura. And that's why we want the Levi to be subservient to the Kohen. We want the Levi to wash the hands of the Kohen, to assist the Kohen, so that the gevura is subservient to the chesed. Valyidei hadibur moitzien mikoyach el apoyal. And it's through speech that we take things from thought into action. Dehainu alyidei hamaiser lalevi. Through that second step of giving maiser to the Levi, connecting to the Levi, who is gvura, who is dibur, shubchin as dibur, alyidei ze moitzien mikoyach el apoyal. That allows us to take that spiritual energy from koyach, from chachma, from kohen, to take it to poyal, to action. Vazai nimshach haruach delesat v'shubchinas poyal. And then we draw light into that ruach delesato, which is action. Vazeh b'chinas meiser min ha-meiser. And that's that third step, where the Levi has to take meiser from his meiser. Shehu gamkein truma, which is also called truma. It's called trumas meiser, or it's called meiser min ha-meiser. Shehi b'chinas ruach delesata. That's associated with that lower ruach. V'chein merumas gamkein b'divrei Rabbeinu b'mokam acher. Rav Nosson Zal says, Rabbeinu Zal alludes to this also in another chapter in the Ketubah, in chapter 51. Shehalevi hi b'chinas ha-memutza Bein koidem abriya lachar abriya. Kimuva b'maymar omer b'akiva kishtagir avnei shayish toher, ayin shom. We find in chapter 51 in Likud Imran, there also Rabbeinu Zal refers to the Levi as an intermediary, a bridge between pre-creation and post-creation. V'alke nikra b'shem Levi. And that's why the term Levi is used to refer to him, Loshen Hischabrus. The term Levi means to attach two things, to connect. Kamesha Kosov, Hapam Yilove Ishielai. As Leah announced when Levi was born, why is she naming him Levi? Because now my husband will become deeply attached to me. Hainu, Shehi Bechinas Hadibur, Hamechabe Ruach Delelov, Ruach Delesata. Meaning that Levi represents the Dibur, the speech, which is the bridge between the Ruach Dele'ela and the Ruach Dele'sata, between thought and action. Kihu memutza ben shneim, it's in between both of them, the kolol mishneim, and a composite of both of them. V'kemuvo de Rabbeinu Neira Yoyer, as we find Rabbeinu Zal also speaks about this in chapter 11 in Likud Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal writes there, shehadibur b'chinas tziparto dekoi ben shmaya va'ara. De rei shemota atzeis shmaya v'karsulei b'maya lamata. There Rabbeinu Zal quotes a story in the Gemara, and Rabbeinu Zal interprets the story, and in the story there's a bird whose head reaches all the way up to heaven, and its feet are down below in the water. And Rabbeinu Zal says the bird represents speech. Birds are chatterboxes. Ki hadibur kolol milamala ulamata. Because speech is connected to and connects above and below. Ki hu moitzi mikoyach al apoyel. That's the force that transfers from thought into action. Shezeh ikar habriya, and that's what creation was all about. Kamoshim avur shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there in chapter 11. V'alkei nikra hadibur hakodesh shel b'chinas loshen hakodesh pishnayim. Kamoshim avar Rabbeinu, and this is why loshen kodesh is referred to as double. We find the concept of shnayim mikra ve'echot targum, that when we're reading the Torah, we say the Hebrew, the Lashon Kodesh, twice, and the Aramaic once. as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in chapter 19. Bibichinas vihino pishnayim berucha chayloi. Rabbeinu Zal there also quotes this pasuk, this double power. Pishnayim peh. P means the mouth. Pishnayim, this double power. Kihu pishnayim mamish. Because dibur is a double, it's two. Ki kolol mishnei haruchai sanal. Because it's a combination of both ruchais, the upper ruach and the lower ruach. V'al kein nosnu chachomim shir letruma rishayna trei mimea. And this will explain why the rabbis are the ones who instituted a specific amount to give to the kohen as truma, and they said it's 2 from 100, 2%. Ki haruach de'leilo kolol mishtei ruchais. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains that upper ruach is really a combination of both, upper and lower. Ki zeh klal, because this is a rule in Sifrei Kabbalah, sheho elyoin kolol mehatachtoin, that the upper one includes the lower one in it. Chachma includes bina in it. Ki hahishtalshalus meireishis hamachshava shebchines ruach de'leila. Ad soif hamaisa shuruach de lesato hu ad bechinas mea, because the spiraling down, the light coming down from that ruach de leila all the way on top, all the way down to the bottom of maisa, which is the ruach de lesato, is 100 steps. Bebechinas al tikri mo elo mea. As the Gemara says on the pasuk Vi'ato Mo Hashem Alekecha Shel Me'imcha, the Gemara says, don't read it more, read it Me'ah. Shezeh Bechinas Me'ah Brachos. And that's one of the sources that we learn out about making the 100 brachos a day. Shezeh Bechinas Meiser Min HaMeiser. This is the concept of the Levi having to separate a tenth of a tenth. A tenth of a tenth is 1/100th. Shehu Chelek Mimeah. V'alkein Haruach de'leila, shehu kolol mishtei aruchais, and therefore that upper ruach, which we said includes in it the lower ruach also, hu pishnayim katachtoim. Therefore, it's double what that lower ruach is. So if that lower ruach is 1/100th, then the upper ruach is 1 from 100, then that upper ruach is 2 from 100. Ki hu kolol mishneim. Because the upper ruach includes in it the lower ruach. Ubemes meikra din midoraisa ein letruma rishona shum shir. However, the truth is that if we want to go by the basic law in the written Torah, then truma has no measurement. There's no requirement. There's no minimum. One kernel of wheat could pater a billion kernels. Why? Kishom lemalo min hashir v'hamida. Because up there in Chachma, by that ruach de'leila, it's above any kind of measurement or count. Rak chachomim nosnu lo shir al shem soifoy. However, the rabbis instituted an amount, a certain minimum, based on where that light is going to, where that ruach de'leila has to reach down to. Because that light from that ruach de'leila is going to go down all the way down to the ladder to the end of ma'isa. Because as we say in L'chadoidi on Friday night, the end of ma'isa is at the beginning of machshava. And that's why the rabbis instituted a minimum amount of truma, 2 from 100, kihu kol mishnehem. Because again, that ruach de'leila is actually a combination of both. Bebechinas soif maisa b'machshava tchila. The end of maisa is at the beginning of machshava. There are many examples of this. We say, for example, Ani Rishon va'ani Achroin. I am the first, I am the top, and I am the bottom. Ani is the letters Ayin. Ayin is a term used to refer to the Keser, or again that Ruach Deleila, that place where there's no boundaries. And Ani is a term that's used to refer to the Malchus. We have the letter Rabbeinu Zalman Torah Samach Vav speaks about the first Yud of the beginning Yud of the Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Ruach Deleila, and the Ruach Delesata is the Yud at the end of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So Yud in the beginning, Yud at the end. Kemuvasham b'maimar v'hina pishnayim, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in chapter 66. Ayin Shem, take a look over there. V'al kein shnei hatrumois lakoyhein, and this explains why both trumois, the first truma, which we said is ruach deleila, and the second truma, which is a ruach, which is a tenth of a tenth, which is that ruach delesada, both go to the kohen. Ki hakohen hu bechinas chachma kamuva, shemishom hu bechinas shtei haruchos. In chachma is really found both ruchos. Bebechinas kulam bechachma asisa, as the pasuk says, everything was made with chachma. So malchus down below, all the way down below, is also part of chachma. Valide elu hamatona yisanal, ayideze meirimim umalin hatvua umesakne noisa keilu boyer noisa mechadosh. And by us designating and giving these gifts to the kohen and to the levi, by doing this we elevate the produce, and we give it its tikkun as if we're creating it anew. Ki mamshichen lo hachiyus min hakedusha, because by doing this we're drawing energy, life energy from holiness, mitchila samachshava at seif hamaisa, from the top of the top to the bottom of the bottom. Vazai hatvua niskacho bikdushas shleimus loshna kodesh, and now that tvua, that produce, becomes holy, like the perfection of Lashon Kodesh, Shehu Bechinas Pishnayim, which is referred to as double, Sha'al Yodoi Nivra Ha'olam V'chol HaShebo'i. And we know that Lashon Kodesh is what was used to create the entire world and everything in it. Question in the chat, if the upper Ruach is Chachma and Machshava, and then Dibur is Malchus, what's Maiseh? The answer is, in this context, as far as I know, Malchus is also Maiseh. Malchus is Dibur, which is the energy that the energy that flows from Chachma going all the way down to Malchus. In this context, question in the chat, are there any practical lessons for our times to be learned from this halacha? The answer is yes. Certainly for those of us living in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the laws of separating Trumas and Maisroi still apply. Some of us buy, that live in very religious neighborhoods, we buy fruit and vegetables from stores that have a Hechsher from the Eda HaChredis, Rav Landau, any of the Hechsherim, where we don't see it, but there were rabbis that came and separated Trumas and Maisrois from that produce before it's put onto the shelves, before it's made available for us to eat. There are those who live in places where that's not done for them, where they do it themselves. They separate the Trumas and Maisrois. Now, because today we don't have a Beis Hamikdash and the Kohanim don't have the purity that they used to have, the Trumas and Maisrois are destroyed. We don't eat it, just like the challah is burned, like we learned in the previous halacha. But still, these tikkunim are being performed. One of the reasons people go into a store, a kosher store, why the price is so high? One of the reasons is because some percentages of the produce are being taken off in order to fulfill these mitzvahs, which are elevating that produce. That produce, when a person is eating produce from which Trumas and Maisrus were separated, that produce is a completely, completely different level of holiness than a person, Chas V'Shalom, who's eating produce from which these things were not separated. Rav Nosson Zal continues the final paragraph in this halacha, V'Alkein Mafrishin Achakach Maiser Sheni. And after we took care of the truma and the meiser mina meiser, then there's another thing called meiser sheni, a second meiser, which needs to be separated. And during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, meiser sheni could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Wherever you lived in Eretz Yisrael, you had to take the meiser sheni, bring it to Yerushalayim, and eat it there. Otherwise, if it was difficult, what you could do would be to transfer the holiness of the produce of meiser sheni onto money and take that money with you to Yerushalayim, buy produce there with it, and eat that produce in Yerushalayim. That's meiser sheni. It's eaten by the original owner, but it could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Ze bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh al yidei targum. This is, remember, we said this halacha is based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moran. There, Rabbeinu Zal expounds on the topic of Lashon Kodesh and Targum and the whole relationship between them. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us now that this Meiser Sheni is the concept of perfecting Lashon Kodesh by including the Targum with it. Ki ha-Meiser Sheni hu bebechinas Targum. Meiser Sheni is like Targum, shehu somuch el hakedusha, which is close to holiness, it's close to the truma, but venecha lezorim. Meiser Sheni is not, doesn't have to be eaten by a Kohen or a Levi. Meiser Sheni can be eaten by regular Jews, Yisraelim. Vehu memutza bein matnas kohuna, shehin kodesh legamri, ubein shar hatvua hanecheles lezorim. Meiser Sheni is sort of like an intermediary between the holy food, like truma or meiser, which only certain people are allowed to eat, and regular produce, which can be eaten by anyone, anywhere. Meiser Sheni is like an intermediary between those two. V'ikr mitzvosoi hu rak lahaloisei l'Yerushalayim yirakoydesh. The main mitzvah of Meiser Sheni is to bring it to Yerushalayim. Shehi bechinas malchus peh, bechinas loshon hakodesh, ulach lishon. Yerushalayim is like loshon hakodesh, like malchus peh, because Yerushalayim is the city, the capital city of Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is malchus, again, Yerushalayim, which is, and malchus peh, we said. Lashon Kodesh is Malchus Peh. Vayidei zeh oyla hatoiv shebetargum l'loshon hakodesh v'hora nichna. And by doing this, by separating the Meiser Sheni and bringing it to Yerushalayim, we're making the same tikkun as by joining Targum with Lashon Kodesh. We're taking that intermediary item, that Targum, that klipas noiga, and we're taking the good of it and integrating it into holiness. And the negative part aspect of it, therefore, is being lowered, is being defeated. Vazai hutra hatvua b'achila liYisrael. And once we've separated all of these, now the produce becomes permitted to any Jew. Ki nichna hora aydei b'chinas shleimus loshon hakodesh aydei hatargum. Because we've succeeded in eliminating any negativity, any klipos that are associated with that produce by having activated the Lashon Kodesh, by giving the truma to the Kohen, the meiser to the Levi, the trumas meiser, and also performing the tikkun of integrating the Targum into Lashon Kodesh by separating the meiser sheni and bringing that to Yerushalayim. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ayin Leil Behilchas Orla, if you look back 30, 40 pages back or more in Hilchas Orla Halacha Aleph, Shom Mevoyer Ktsas Yoiser Bechinas Meiser Sheni. There Rav Nosson Zal goes into a more elaborate explanation regarding Meiser Sheni, Shehu Bechinas Netaravai, showing the relationship between Meiser Sheni and Netaravai. Netaravai is, Ravai means the fourth. This refers to when a person plants a tree in Eretz Yisrael, The first 3 years, the produce of that tree is off limits, out of bounds, not allowed to eat it. On the fourth year, we're required to take that produce and bring it to Yerushalayim. So again, Netar Avai is similar to Maaser Sheni. And just like Netar Avai correspond, the first 3 years of the produce of the tree correspond to the three klipos that are considered to be totally bad: Ruach Sa'ara, Onan Godol, Eish Mislakachas, which are mentioned in the beginning of Yechezkel Hanavi, in the vision that he saw of the throne of Hashem. And the fourth year's produce corresponds to Noiga. Noiga is called that intermediary, that combination of good and bad. So there in Hilchas Orla, Rav Nosson Zal shows the connection between Net Taravai and Maaser Sheni. Both of them represent addressing this issue of this intermediary, this combination of good and bad, where we want to take the good of it and integrate it with the world of goodness, and thereby cause the negative of it to have a mapola, to have a fall. And that's also the concept of integrating the Targum with the Lashon Kodesh. Shehu b'chinas Lashon Targum amashlo Lashon Kodesh, al yedei shenechal b'Yerushalayim. As a result of eating the Maaser Sheni and the Netar Avai in Yerushalayim, we're performing that same tikkun of Shnayim Mikra ve'echot Targum. Baruch Hashem, once again I want to comment that this is the first halacha aleph, and this was written when Rav Nosson Zal was young. This was written when Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, was still alive, which means Rav Nosson Zal was approximately 30 years old or younger when he was starting out in his career of writing, and therefore his writing is different than you see in later halachas. In the earlier halachas, you see it's less clear to a degree. He's quoting the Likutei Moran, and he's connecting different things from Likutei Moran, but he doesn't explain as elaborately and clearly as he does in the later halachas usually. So if you see that it's a little bit more difficult to follow, that's the reason. Halacha Beis, Al Pi HaMaimar Uveyoyim HaBikurim HaMaschil VeSo'er VeMtzivisi L'Chakalecha HaMedaber Mitztoka B'Likutei Tanina Siman Dalet. This halacha will be based on chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Shalidei Tzdoko Malin U'Mesaknin Pegam Hadas Shel Ziknei Hador She'en Lohem Shlemus. Over there in that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks towards the latter part of the chapter. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the fact that as a Jew gets older, they're supposed to get smarter and better. The term zokein, an elder, in holiness, is a very complimentary title. It's a person who has acquired knowledge and wisdom and has mellowed out in a positive, good, healthy way and is continuing to grow, continuing to learn more all the time and get closer to Hashem all the time. But Rabbeinu Zal says there are elderly people who are not doing that, unfortunately. There are elderly people who retire, and when they retire, they go into sleep mode, where they're doing nothing. They're not trying to advance. They don't realize that they're still, that now is a time when they retire from their work and those obligations. Now they can go and learn Torah and do more learning and better learning than they did earlier, that kind of thing. So Rabbeinu Zal refers to them as Ziknei Hadoyer She'ein Lehem Shleimus. They're not fulfilling their mission properly. They're lacking. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that it's from them that the strongest forces of the Sitra Achra draw their power, from these Ziknei Hadoyer She'ein Lehem Shleimus. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there those people generally are full of anger. Anger, negativity, that kind of thing, unhappiness. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that tzedakah is the opposite of that. Tzedakah, charity, is the opposite of anger. Charity is a display of goodwill. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Truma, Kol nediv lev yevi'ez trumas Hashem. Any person who has a good, generous desire in their heart will donate, will contribute. So tzedakah is referred to as ratzon, which is the opposite of roiges, anger, which is the symbol of an angry old person, chas v'shalom, that kind of thing. So Rabbein Ezal shows there in Torah Daled that through tzedakah, we elevate and repair the damaged das of these elderly people who have no shleimus. Vaydeze machnin meitzach hanochosh, and this allows us to defeat the most powerful part of the sitrachra, which is called meitzach hanochosh, the forehead of the snake, umizgaber meitzach harotzoin, and we strengthen the holiest place in holiness, which is called meitzach harotzoin. Vazai nishma koil hakriya shel yontif, and once we make that tikkun through the tzedakah, this allows the announcement that the holidays announce to be heard. Rabbi Nizal shows there in the Kutiman that the holidays are called mikra kodesh. Each holiday announces and reminds us of why we're celebrating that holiday. Each holiday we're celebrating because of the miracles that were performed on that holiday. Pesach, the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos, the miracles that we saw at Mount Sinai. Sukkos, the miracles of those miraculous clouds that accompanied us through the desert. So when this tikkun is made through tzedakah, that allows that announcement to be heard. That Rabbein Ezal shows, because until we make this tikkun, that announcement is withheld, is suppressed, as a result of negative forces that draw their energy from this meitzach hanochosh. Vazai nizgale harotzayin, and this results in a revelation of rotzayin, of goodwill from Hashem. Vayidei hizgales harotzayin nase yira, and when this rotzayin is revealed, it generates yira, as the pasuk says, ritzayin yireyav yase. Rotzayin makes yira. And when the yira is proper, the yira serves as a vessel into which Hashem can pour chesed. And when Hashem's chesed is flowing properly, then there's no need at all whatsoever for us to have to go out and work. Because when Hashem's chesed is able to flow properly, then the world can exist on Hashem's chesed. Vazai neskayim, and then we have the fulfillment of the pasuk, v'omdu zorim v'ro'u tzaynchem u'b'nei necher ikoreichem v'chormechem v'atem koyhanei Hashem tikoreyu. Strangers will rise up, and they will take care of your sheep. And other strangers will tend to your vineyards and your fields and everything, and you will be called heavenly priests. You'll be able to devote yourselves completely to Avodas Hashem, to Torah, to learning, to spirituality. Koihane Hashem Daika. Rabbi Nizal says there, note, then we'll all be Kohanim, Bechinas Chesed. Koin is the concept of Chesed. And Rabbi Nizal shows there in the Kutimran this whole chain of events that begins with tzedakah. Nimtza shetoyeles hatzedakah godol moed. So the benefits of tzedakah are very, very big. Ki al yodo ein tzrichen la'asay shum esek umalacha. Because when the tzedakah is flowing properly and being given to the right places, then the Jewish people have no need at all to go to work or to do business. Ki hu asokim v'amalochai shemishvil tzorchi aguf heimevatlen ma'oid me'avoidas yisborach. Because Rabbi Nizal says, the fact is, when a person has to go out to work, and all the work that a person has to do to provide for their physical needs, they definitely take away from a person's being able to study Torah and pray. And even though going to work and all the physical efforts that are needed in providing for one's physical needs are also serving Hashem. That's also serving Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal shows in the Kutim Ran, still, afal pikein, still, kishesheifeya yachazda yisporach, when Hashem's chesed is flowing properly, ein tzrichin l'shum esek u'malacha. There's no need at all for any going to work or any business. Ayin sham kol zehetev. See all of this expressed very broadly and clearly over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. V'hine anu tzrichin l'hamshuch aleinu tamid ha-hanhoga zu shel osed lavoi. We, the Jewish people, always have to strive while we're in this world to draw upon ourselves the behavior that will exist in the future world. She'oz yiskayim ho'ilam b'chazdoi. And as we're told, that there in the future world, the existence will be purely from Hashem's kindness. V'lo yitztarchu lasei shum eisek u'malacha. There will be no need for work, for people performing any work or business. Ki halametes malacha is because the 39 types of work, afal pi shehem gamken avoida saboire, kemavushan amaral, even though that's also considered serving Hashem. Because we know in the Mishkan there were these 39 acts of work, as Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran. Kemavushan amaral, afal pi kein hem sakono gedoila. Still, when a person is going out to work or going out to do business, there's tremendous danger. It's dangerous. There's all kinds of potential pitfalls, spiritually and other ways. Utzrichin birur gadol moed sheyeh bekdusha. And it requires major, major refinement that a person's going to work should be holy. There shouldn't be any unholiness in it. Ki ikr zuama sanochosh hu nechaz milametes melochos kayadua. Because the main tumah of the snake is associated with those 39 acts of work. We know the whole concept of work came into existence when Adam and Chava ate from Yetz Hadas and Hashem issued 39 curses to the world at the time. And the major curse was, you're going to have to go to work. You're going to have to struggle to earn a livelihood. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in several places in Likutei Moran. V'efshir sheze gamkein bichlal divra Rabbeinu Zal shebir sham b'maimar anal bo'oitze malas hatzdoka. And Rabbeinu Zal says, possibly this is also included in what Rabbeinu Zal says there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran when he speaks about the great benefits of tzedaka. She'al yodo zeichin lahanhoga shelosid. That when tzedaka is being given properly, then we will be zeicher to this behavior of the future. Whereby the world will be conducted purely on Hashem's chesed, and there will not be any need of, on our part, to have to work, to have to do any work or business. And Rabbeinu Zal had explained over there towards the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran, afal pi shehem gam kein avoda saboire, even though going to work is also serving Hashem. Ki lametes melachos hem bechinas meleches hamishkan. Because if a person is doing their work properly, then their 39 acts of work are like the work of the Mishkan that was done for the Mishkan. But still, Rabbeinu Zal says there, afal pikein, despite that, im hoyo shefei aleinu chazdoi, if Hashem's chesed were flowing properly, loy hayunu tzrichem lechol zeh, we wouldn't need all of that. Ayin shom heitev, Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this over there in the beginning of that chapter in the Likutei Moran. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring up a question about this and give us the answer also. Im yirtzeh Hashem, will take this up in the shiur tomorrow on Erev Shabbos and complete this halacha then, and hopefully start the next halacha. Questions? Yeah, the concept of getting better and older, getting older and better, again, is a Jewish concept, a Torah concept. And in that chapter, in the Quran, Rabbeinu Zal really shows the two sides of it. You know, Chas Shalom, you have the nasty, certain people, when they get older, they get grouchy older person versus sweet, mellow grandpa and grandma, that concept. Question that there are some people who say they have to work, because if they don't work, what are they going to do with their time? The answer is, that we who are learning Likutei Halachos and Likutei Moran are so fortunate, so lucky, that we're being told what to do with our time. You see good religious Jews that when they retire, when they get older, they're enjoying life much more than before. They're busy. What are they busy with? They're going to shiurim. Men and women, they're going to shiurim, learning Torah, learning more than they did in their younger years when they didn't have that much time available to learn. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zeicha to be getting ready to draw the holiness of Shabbos upon us. Be zeicha to see Hashem's kindness on Klal Yisrael to put a complete and final end to all the enemies that want to destroy Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and see the Geula Shleima b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen v'amen.